Hey friends, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. You can hear by my voice that I caught the killer of all colds. And since my happy bit is due out today, and I took a breather for the holidays, I'm going to give it to you just the way I sound. True authenticity, right? Well, so on our last happy bit, I talked about my word of the year is health. And I want to talk more about that. I just got off the phone with my health coach, Natalie Bubach, and she is fantastic, truly fantastic at helping you get to the root, to the psychology of all of your thoughts about eating and about food and about exercise. She's taking me deep. If you don't remember, Natalie Bubach was featured on episode 128, and I will link to that in the show notes, but you can listen to that again at jenrideay.com/128. She is so, so good. Well, Natalie said something today that I have been thinking about over and over and over again. Natalie was talking to me how most of us have this underlying sense of I'm not good enough or some other tiny issue that's similar to that, that stops us from feeling as good as we want to feel. Truly, if we let ourselves feel as good as we could feel, we would choose to eat healthy and we wouldn't sabotage ourselves in that way because, you know, we want to feel good. So the question she asked me, which is just ringing through my head ever since I talked to her, is how good are you willing to let yourself feel? How good are you willing to let yourself feel? And I've been thinking about the times that I have felt the best in my life. Ironically, after each of my kids, I felt amazing for 2 weeks. Let me explain. After having each of my kids, I followed the advice of my midwives and stayed in bed for 2 weeks. They gave me the formula of 5 days in the bed, 5 days on the bed, and 5 days around the bed. And so those are the 6 2-week periods in my life where I did almost nothing and I felt amazing. Okay, I take it back. After my first one, I thought I would be super mom and I probably did too much. Maybe even after my second one. But by the time I had number three, I screwed my head on straight. And so at least 4 times in my life, I did this. I spent almost 2 straight weeks in bed after my babies were born. And it was the most low stress time I probably ever had since childhood. So I felt really good then. I have loved the 2 Tony Robbins events I've attended, where we spend most of the day jumping and positive thinking. And man, you feel so good at these events, even though he exhausts you. I'm just amazing, a natural high. Obviously, physical intimacy is not bad. I love that. But I want you to think about that. What are those times when you feel really good? And then in terms of eating, how good are you willing to let yourself feel? And there's some deep psychology with this. You could spend some time journaling on it. But how good are you willing to let yourself feel in general? Do you have enough fun? I've been interviewing a number of women for Heal Your Heart, which starts for the 2nd year in a row on Monday. And I've been asking them about the 6 basic human needs, which Tony Robbins teaches are, first, certainty, that you have, you know, enough certainty in your life, your basic human needs for survival are met. Then variety, new, fun, novel, exciting. Well, I'll tell you the other 4 really quick and then come back to variety. But then comes significance. Do you feel important? And then love and connection. Then growth, and then contribution. And you can Google these, and I'll also link to these on my show notes page. But these 6 basic human needs, if we meet them, then maybe we don't need to meet those as much through food or other unhealthy behaviors or addictions. Now, coming back to variety, it's a funny thing, but I feel like 90% of the women I talk to don't have enough variety in their lives. We as moms and women get stuck in these routines where we just do the same thing over and over and over and over and over. And that gives us a ton of certainty. It helps us control our world and our environment. Helps us reduce anxiety and the unknown because we have this pattern. But it is a basic human need to have variety, doing fun, new, novel, exciting things. So in 2019, how good are you willing to let yourself feel? If variety is one of those basic human needs, maybe we need to add more variety to our lives and meet that need in a healthier way than turning to food. Think about it. I know for me, health is my focus for 2019. I don't have a problem with binge eating. I do love my sugar, but what I tend to do is when I get a bit bored, when things seem too routine or haven't had enough fun and excitement, how do I meet that need for variety? I go for the food. I grab a little bit of chocolate. I find that piece of pizza, whatever it is. So, hot tip, how can we add more variety to our lives? Maybe by meeting that basic human need of variety, having more fun, excitement, adventure in our lives, we won't need to meet that need with something like food or other addictive behaviors that don't help us feel as good as we want to feel. So that's my happy bit for you today. How good are you willing to let yourself feel in 2019? And I want to give a huge shout out to Natalie Bubach for that quote. She is amazing. If you're looking for a fantastic health coach to help you unweave your thinking around food and health, I definitely recommend her. You can find her linking through my episode, jenridey.com/128. Those of you heading to the Vibrant Happy Women Retreat in February, she's going to be there. She's so cool. But anyway, all of you listening, I hope you're going to have more variety and that you're willing to let yourself feel really freaking amazing. And that's my happy bit today. Thank you for listening, and I will see you next time. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenridey.com.